You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9 to 10. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." Brethren, I want you to note a few things in this passage. For the first time, the name of Satan was really revealed. He says, "So the great dragon is the great dragon. He was cast out. That serpent of old." So you will notice here, his name is the great dragon. He is that serpent of old. And he's also called the devil and Satan. But what he was referred to as the great dragon. This is very important. Because many people are familiar with the devil or Satan. So because of that, you will see a lot of people use the word great dragon. You see movie about great dragon. They know what they are doing. These things are about satanic worship. In fact, I'm sure there is a spacecraft that is called Dragon. You may think it is just a name. It is not just a name. These people know what they are doing. So be very careful. Whenever you see the great dragon, ask yourself, what is the great dragon? If you are not familiar, you may not know that they are referring to Satan. Right? Now, then the next thing is that he says, who deceives the whole world? The capacity of Satan for deception is such that he can deceive the whole world. Satan doesn't just deceive a few group of people. Deception with Satan is always on a large scale. That's where the problem is. That's why we have a lot of argument in the church. Because the numbers of people that have been deceived are more than people that know the truth. He has capacity to deceive the whole world. But then, there's something that is said about him in verse 10. Says, "For the accuser of the brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down." Okay, it's good that he has been cast down. But do you also understand why Satan accuses us before God day and night? Did you know that in itself shows the limitation of Satan? That is to tell you that Satan himself cannot do anything. So he needs to take your case to God so that God can deal with you, because he cannot deal with you. You see, why do you go before a judge? You see, you go and accuse somebody before a judge because on your own, there's nothing you can do to that accused person. Even if the person had committed an offense, somebody had committed murder, a very terrible murder. As a prosecutor, there's nothing you can do to that person. You only can go before a judge, at least in a sane country. You only can go before a judge and seek for the judgment of the judge. That means power lies in the hand of the judge. So even the fact that Satan accused the brethren day and night before God is an indication that he recognized that he had no power and that there is nothing he can do. And we've said this severally, that in the days of Noah, Satan may have deceived them, but it was God that sent the rain. Sodom and Gomorrah, Satan may have deceived them. It was God that sent the rain. The children of Israel in Shittim, they may have been deceived by Balak and Balaam, but it was God that sent the angel of death among them. And it is God that will throw people to the lake of fire. So the person you should fear is God. Even Satan, when he used to accuse brethren before God day and night, he recognized there's nothing he can do so than to just go and accuse us. So all that Satan is doing is to make you to go in opposite direction to God, is to bring you in collision, as to come against God, because then he knows that God has the capacity to deal with us. He knows that if God be for us, nobody can be against us. But if God be against us, who can be for us? I pray that you will not be children of wrath in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.